Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect. Well, good morning and welcome to Connection Point. This is Bishop Deb, and I'm coming to you live from beautiful Niagara on the Lake, Ontario, Canada. Okay, we've been talking the last couple of days. We've been discussing the wonderful energy of September. That energy that brings us feelings of possibility and excitement and new things, new beginnings happening. And we've also been talking about God's love and stoppers to that love in our life. So this morning I have another Bible verse for us to consider. It comes from John chapter 14, beginning at the 12th verse, when Jesus says to his friends, "Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father." Think about that for a minute. They will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father. It's a powerful and empowering statement by Jesus. It's actually life-changing if we reflect upon it. We know that Jesus spent a great time healing people of all kinds of illnesses. We hear in the Gospels, he performed miracles. He stirred people up with his message of God's love and the offer of the forgiveness of sins. So in this passage from John, he's telling us that believers can do the things he did and even greater than the things that he did. That's kind of mind-blowing. Now, reflect on that for a minute. Do you believe that? Do you believe that with a touch, you can reach out and heal someone? Do you believe that you've been given the power, the ability to help others in profound ways? Let's look at what Jesus is saying here. We are able to do this because he's going to the Father. In other words, with God and Jesus united, working through us, all things are possible. It's that spirit of love, that Holy Spirit moving through us, that empowers us to do such great things. God working through us. So as we think about our lives, and as we consider the stresses that cause us to hold back, that keep us locked in to uncertainties and stress and worry, I have to ask, how is worry working for us? How's it working for you? Do you believe that you can access this great unlimited power that can change your life and can change others through you in your work for the better? Remember that St. Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." That's the sentiment of what I'm expressing. We can do all through Christ. It's Christ who strengthens us. Do you know this to be a truth in your life? Or are you still on the fence, stacking up the worries and building a lovely wall between God and you? I know I put those bricks in place a lot. I believe that we can absolutely do greater things than Jesus did. We absolutely can reach out and offer healing to people. We do this in many ways. Kind word, a smile, an action. It doesn't have to be, you know, rubbing our hands together and doing Reiki, which I do, or therapeutic touch, you know, energy healing. The power of our being, the power of our personality, the power of our kindness and gentleness, those wonderful ways that we embrace people just with a smile, a stranger through our day. They matter. Those things mean a lot. You can speak up. You can offer a healing word. You can inspire and bring hope to people. And with this kind of attitude, with this kind of action through your day, you can change your own life. You can leave your worries far behind. We began this discussion a few days ago talking about new beginnings and blessings that are all. We get in our own way, don't we? Challenging and things can happen to us that cause us worry and fear. This morning, I want to remind all of us that we are more than physical beings. We are spiritual. We are eternal souls whose home is with God forever. It's only a little while that we're here in our bodies, living through the ups and downs of life. And we lose sight of that fact, that we are powerful spiritual beings, and we can offer so much to one another. So, how do we sidestep the negatives and the doubts and the concerns and the worries? How do we focus on the good, the inspirational? How do we focus on the blessings and ignore those fear thoughts that hold us back from being able to be? Well, we're going to talk about that tomorrow. For now, let's have a prayer to get our day going. Loving God, this day, I choose to embrace my own God-given gifts and power. I choose to see the prospects and situations and not let the negatives take away my peace. I choose to have faith that all is working for good in my life, that you, O Lord, are working for good in my life, and not give over to fears and worry. Be ordained that my life and my purpose is good. Assist me as I move through this day. Remind me that I am a powerful and loving force in this world. Help me to stay focused on the good things as I follow the path before me. Be my light, be my guide, be my beginning and my destination, and the joy that sets my heart to sing along the way. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this connection point. I am so blessed and so grateful that you took time out to listen. I've been sharing with people all week the two things you'll see going by on the rotating slideshow. Reverend Jean has written a beautiful poem, We Trust. We've put it on a lovely background. And it's an uplifting reminder that God is always with us. She's had a couple of health challenges. Most recently, we almost lost her. And never was that poem that she's written more true. It talks of God walking with us, being with us. Through the trials and through the celebrations, God is there every day. God is working. Will never let us go. So you can see instructions on how you can order. Second thing is reach out to people who are in Southern Ontario. There is a on-site component to this. We're beginning another pastoral diploma in pastoral ministry course in November. 6 months. Ordination is set for Pentecost. And we're basically training people to be dear church. Some will go on to be priests, but there are so many people doing wonderful ministries in their communities right now. And this kind of gives them the affirmation they need for their good work. And deacons, of course, are able to officiate at weddings. They can do funerals, other life celebrations. And they'll be a very dynamic force in our church. We're building our little community Catholic church. It's a wonderful, inclusive, and progressive place. It's Christ-centered, and I am very fortunate to be its presiding bishop. So anyway, check out the details at St. Francis Seminary. If you've ever thought about pursuing holy orders, just didn't have the right gender or the money or the time or you know, things conspire against us sometimes, but with God, there's no bad time. There's no bad timing. Everything happens as it should. So perhaps this morning you're thinking, that sounds good. Just go to St. Francis Seminary, all one word, .com. Well, have a great day, everyone. I'll be back with you tomorrow for another Connection Point. God bless.
Thanks for joining us today on our Connection Point podcast. Remember that you are loved and beloved and surrounded by divine love wherever you go. These podcasts are offered by Holy Angels Parish, a part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada. We are a progressive, spiritually affirming, and inclusive denomination that honors your sacred walk with divinity. For more information, please visit our online community at www.holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find daily prayers, news, and a link to join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb saying have a fabulous day.